Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So much to talk about today, I don't even know where to begin. And when I think about how to prioritize this, I need to think about things that threaten our future. And to me, when I talk about things that threaten our future, I feel like it can be perceived by some people who are just going about life as if everything's fine, COVID's gone away, never mind that we were put in COVID jail for better part of the last year, that we were sheeple and we just followed without any critical thinking. You know, there was a lot of well-intentioned behavior and all of that, so it is what it is. I think it requires us to think long and hard, knowing what we know now. Wow. Maybe this was a weapon unleashed against us. That makes me angry at the CCP. Not somebody of Asian descent. That's pathetic. That's no different than somebody looking at me because I'm white and saying I should be less white. That's racist. But you can be angry at the CCP. You can be demanding of your elected leaders to get to the bottom of it, and you could say, hey, Donald Trump had something. But beyond all that, and beyond just being good neighbors and saying, look, I don't know whether it helps or not, but I'm going to wear a mask. I'm going to socially distance. I'm going to go along with my kids being, you know, at home instead of at school and their education suffering as a result of it. I'll be okay with all that. I'll just be a good neighbor. I'll kind of be quiet. But now you can look back and say, was that the right thing to do? Knowing what I know now, was that the right thing to do? Instead, we're all like happy because, oh, we meet in person now and we see people and it's summer and things are good. Where's the pixie dust and the unicorn? What is it called? Unicorn what, Kevin? What has John Kennedy called it?
I'm checking out our...
Kevin is checked out.
I'm checking out our rancher that you have me trying to find here.
Okay, all right.
They pulled the video off that page, that link we had. It was up, I saw it, and now I went to redo it, and it's gone.
You're saying I can't play it like I wanted to play it?
No, it's gone. So I'm trying to find it on YouTube somewhere else, but yeah, it's
weird. What does John Kennedy call the unicorn deal? Unicorn...
unicorn farts?
Farts, yeah. And pixie dust, right?
Pixie dust, yeah.
Right. We got a lot of that going on. Yeah. Jeff, you go back to it, because we want to find that guy. I asked Kevin to find a video. Well, actually, we had it. Listeners sent it to us. And it was a rancher who looked very credible to me going through a list of things where... You can't even believe some of the things that they were asking farmers to do, and I just want to know if this is true. It was like euthanizing pigs shortly after they're born, aborting calves because there's no way to get them to market, all kinds of crazy things that are disrupting our food chain, and I wanted to, A, find out if it has some credibility. We have to do that because when you send us something, we're going to assume... that our listeners, and I must say, 99.9% of the stuff that we get checks out. Every once in a while there's something, and then we usually will respond if we can to say, appreciate you sending that, but you should do a little more checking on that because, you know, there's things we're going to play too that later can be fact-checked, but if we can avoid it, we want to avoid it. So anyway, it is a question for our audience because the answers to this probably are in the audience anyways. Anybody in our audience euthanizing pigs? Is anybody in our audience... aborting calves? Are we, dumping things because the supply chain is so disrupted? And you can't blame COVID anymore, but some people are. I just want to know if that's actually happening. If it is, call us at 800-228-0550. But back to my point of everybody being happy right now. Todd, are you happy? It's hard not to feel a little.
Of course.
I feel better about just life in general, that it's summertime and, this time last year sucked. Pardon my French. It was horrible. It was awful. And, we're in a different spot now. I like that. But we're
well, that's because we didn't have any unicorn dust to help us out.
Right.
Unicorn farts or whatever it is.
Thank you. Yeah. Gosh, we got farts going and we got pixie dust going. Unicorn toots. We'll call it toots.
Okay.
That's what I did with the kids.
Well, it's okay when they're out of a unicorn.
Yeah. You know, the toot line is.
Are we really going to have that discussion as to.
Yeah, what's the best word for flatulence, right? To clean it up. Okay, one last joke, and then I'm going to get back to it. We had a friend, I'll just tell you his name, because maybe there's somebody listening that actually has this person as a teacher right now, because he teaches up Thompson still, or is he in Grand Forks? Now I forget, but Northern Valley, Tom Nissler. And Tom grew up with our son, okay? And Tom announced to us at one point, as a very young boy, that when he toots brown. So we had to kind of deal with that whole situation. Explain what was going on. He tooted brown. Anyway, you didn't need to hear that.
Whereas you know. Unicorns, it's a rainbow, right?
Let's go with rainbow and pixie dust. I like that better. Anyway, I understand you feel how you feel. But do you know, and we're going to talk about this next hour with Yana Murdahl, state senator in North Dakota, that the North Dakota, I think it's called CEL, NDCEL. It's the education leadership. It's the administrators. A very powerful group in North Dakota. I mean, if they toss a little dust towards the legislature, they're buckling at the knees. What? What do you want? Okay, yeah, we'll do it. I've seen it with my own eyes. A couple of phone calls from the superintendents and legislators just say, thank you, ma'am, may I have another? Well, I hope in this case legislators will stand up, because I think the legislative support for critical race theory is really small. Really small. Yet, one of the speakers at the conference for your principals, your superintendents, your leadership in North Dakota education is a full-throated supporter of critical race theory. Why? In the name of unity and equity, your leadership of this association, I'm not saying every principal, I'm not saying every superintendent, but you pay dues, you're part of this group, and it's happening. So, Yana Murdahl is going to join us today. She's the one that tipped me off to this. Indoctrination can never replace education. And now we have an instance at the Bismarck Public Schools with middle school teachers, and an instance with the lobbying arm of superintendents and education leadership bringing speakers to do in-service that support critical race theory. A racist ideology that is more religion than it is education. It's more indoctrination than it is education. It's one of the reasons that our friends from the Center of the American Experiment in a few hours are going to be in Alexandria, Minnesota, and later this afternoon in Moorhead, Minnesota, so that we, the people that actually pay the superintendents these unbelievable salaries, and you know what? Superintendents have a lot of pressure on their shoulders. I'm never one that says somebody makes too money. The market sets that. But my point is this. You as taxpayers, you're paying the tab. You're writing the check with your property tax dollars for your superintendent. And they make a lot of money. Fine. That's what the market bears. They should be able to make a lot of money if that's what the market says you need to pay somebody. But they also should be held accountable. And they shouldn't be able to hide behind Dr. So-and-so, who has all this power over the legislature. Critical race theory, CRT, cannot ever come to North Dakota, period. And it's here. Thanks to in-service by Superintendent Hornbacher in Bismarck, and thanks to the lobbying arm of superintendents in this NDCEL, at their conference. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You got a school board member in Fargo that supports it. I wrote a column yesterday about this for Forum newspapers. If you get one of the Jamestown Sun, Dickinson Press, Grand Forks Herald, Forum of Fargo Moorhead, you read it, you can read it online. This is something to be take very, very seriously, folks. Very seriously. This is a threat to America as we know it. And the other one is the unending regulation and now the COVID supply chain disruption of our food supply. Those are two big, big, big things we need to pay attention to. And, of course, election integrity as well. And Fargo, city of Fargo right now, yeah, let's do mail-in voting. Let's do mail-in voting. I didn't agree with mail-in voting in the middle of a pandemic because you could go get a loaf of bread without any problem, see all your besties at the supermarket, but you couldn't go vote? Are you kidding me? We needed mail-in voting, but we could get a loaf of bread? There's something way more sinister behind this. Way more. I don't like it a bit. And these are the things we need to focus on, the big things. More on What's on Your Mind straight ahead.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair monster power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour, brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell and his team. Every day, every day. I get texts from Mike at midnight, and then I wake up, and I have another one at 5 a.m. You know, I slept until 5:30. You know, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this guy doesn't sleep. And he is doing it for one reason, and one reason only. Cares about America. Simple as that. He cares about America. and the fake news is after him. He takes them on. The lack of election integrity, thanks to his investigations, he takes on. The fight against big box stores and Amazon, and he takes it on. And all the while, he puts out some of the best products you can buy. I mean, when you need a pillow, why would you buy it from a big box store? They're woke. They're woke. Why would you buy towels, robes, slippers, a pillow, sheets? It's sleepwear now, and he's adding new people all the time into the My Store platform as well. Plus, he helps people in recovery. His book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, If You Are Bold, should be a gift you give to every graduating high school or college person you know. To say, you know what, if you want to learn a little bit about adversity, and we all get there at some point in our lives, read this book. What kind of adversity do you mean, Uncle Scott? Well, 19 near-death experiences, a crack addiction, a gambling problem, divorce. It's a good book. Get it for $7.95. Right now at MyPillow.com, not one penny that goes to Michael Lindell's pocket. It all goes to fight election integrity and to the Lindell Recovery Network. And every product you buy helps Mike continue this fight. I don't even have to sell you on the products because they're all fantastic. My daughter, Hannah, came home from college recently getting ready to take a new job in California. And last night she's running around the house saying, Dad, these slippers are the best. Just loves them. Loves them. My kids don't tell me that about gifts a lot. You know, they don't. It's like Marina.
Yeah,
well.
I know,
you
right?
don't just
yeah.
sort of, you kind of,
yep.
I don't know. Dads just don't do thoughtful gifts. We don't. We just check the box. I don't, at least. I shouldn't put it on all dads. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, please. Supports our program, too. 800-506-9028. Corey and Kenmare, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go, Corey.
Yeah, I only got part of your story, but. Yeah, they were having to slaughter pigs and just leave them lay. We had a neighbor that went down and brought back, I don't know, 80 to 100 of them. Got himself out a butcher and brought them back here, butchered them up, and sold the meat. Because I guess if a pig gets to a certain size and whatnot, then they're not good for slaughter. But, yeah, South Dakota was having to dump a bunch of pigs and all that. And then add a little bit to the story. I just got my letter from Biden telling me, because I'm a white farmer and not a minority, that my loans at the FSA office or USDA will not be forgiven. And they're going to forgive 120% of the minority's loan. And there's a group of farmers that went together to sue them. And there was a dairy farmer that was leading the charge. And he said on national news that he didn't have to dump his milk like a lot of the other dairy did, but he had to cut back 30 to 40%. So whatever the story is you got, I'm sure it's true because I've seen it personally.
And this is on my list today, Corey. This is on my list. Now, can you send me that letter? I'm going to talk to Senator John Thune at the bottom of the hour about this very topic. I haven't even told you what we have coming up. I guess I mentioned that Yana Murdahl is going to join us on the CRT training by the North Dakota Council of Educational Leaders, and we have Governor Burgum on the drought situation we're going to talk about, but I have John Thune at the bottom of the hour. Did it literally say because you're not
I'm not a minority, and then it listed out, like, black, Native Americans, I can't think of the term for the Hawaiian, Polynesians, I think. Yeah, it had it all listed out, and it just got put on hold here, I think, 2 days ago. I talked to Kevin Kramer and John Hoven about it, and they knew all about it. I wanted to join the lawsuit, but he said there's so many farmers that have joined it. He said, we got enough. I could get you the letter. I can't get it to you till probably tomorrow just because I'm out trucking.
No, that's fine. That's fine. No. I just want to see it so I can accurately quote it, and I'm sure, like you say, first of all, I know it's true. And again, there's one thing to say, okay, Corey and Kenmare, we're not going to be able to forgive your loan, budget constraints, whatever. we'll give you this kind of treatment or that kind of treatment. They're saying, because you are white, we're not going to forgive your loan. And by the way, minority farmers, we're going to forgive it 120%. Help me with the math on this, yep. Todd. Todd or Kevin, help me with the math. When you forgive a loan at 120%, what does that mean?
I'm going to give you, you're not going to have to pay any of the money you borrowed, and I'm going to give you money on top of that, I would think.
What?
Yeah.
So my loan's $100,000. You're going to give me, you're going to forgive my loan, and you're going to give me 20 grand?
I believe that's what the math
is. Because of the color of my skin.
Yes, that would be. Yes.
Isn't America
Todd?
Wonderful?
Yeah. Hey, Todd, let me ask you this question. Is that racist?
Huh.
On the surface, I guess not. It depends on who's getting the offer. Is it exclusive or not?
I'd say it's racist. It is. Corey can't get it because he's white.
Oh, okay, well, then it is racist, then.
You're dang right it is. Crazy.
Yeah. Well,
I guess I was just talking about a hypothetical 120%, not this specific one. But
Yeah, that's okay. The deal. They literally are forgiving the loans of minority farmers to 120%.
Wow.
You can't make it up. So we'll talk to Senator Thune about that. Corey, we did do a little digging on this video, and it was from last year. Is the problem gotten any better related to the
euthanizing?
Well, yeah, number one, just the whole supply chain issue of why we had to do that, number one. Number two, you know, I know that moving anything is difficult. You're moving your own grain today, but...
Yep.
I wonder about, you know, people that need to get products from point A to point B. Are there enough trucks? Are we, you know, just give me a snapshot on what you're doing in the food supply.
Yeah, no, there's enough trucks. I mean, the elevators and stuff are busy. It was primarily because they shut those slaughter plants down for COVID. And my understanding is, like you said, a pig can only get so big before it is not conducive to butchering it. And so they were just having to dump them, just kill them and throw them in a pit. And my neighbor went down and got them. And like I said, and he learned how to butcher him and his wife, and they cut them up and sold them. He made several trips to South Dakota to do it.
And that was in the heat of the COVID battle when so much was shut down. Yeah. Is that still happening?
I don't think so, because I think most of these slaughter plants are back up and running. So I couldn't say it's still up and it's still happening.
Yeah,
on the grain side, we really haven't had to stop moving grain ever, really.
Because you're doing it yourself.
Doing it myself, yep. And the elevators stayed open and picked the product.
We find a way in North Dakota. All right, more on this coming up. Exactly. Corey, thanks a bunch. We're also going to talk about a little bit of the drought relief question with Senator Thune coming up as well, because that's here earlier than it normally is. And the whole RMA crop insurance apparatus moves way slower than it needs to in cases like this. We'll talk to Senator Thune about that, too. Farmers, ranchers, Senator Thune here. If you have questions or comments on any of this, get them in now. 800-228-0550. More coming up.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with it. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A cataclysmic explosion erupted into the early morning sky over rural northern Illinois, shooting a fireball into the sky at a Chemtool chemical plant near Rockton, Illinois. Rockton Fire Chief Kirk Wilson.
This morning we received a call at 7 a.m. for smoke in the building, which is the Chemtool or Lubrizol manufacturing plant. And what they do there is manufacture lubricants and basically... A very large industrial type building, and also a lot of product, a lot of lubricants and things like that were stored in this building as well.
Two paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division died in their Fort Bragg barracks room Friday in a case that investigators suspect involved drugs. Specialist Joshua Diamond of Plymouth, Massachusetts, and Private First Class Matthew Disney of Aberdeen, Maryland, were the soldiers. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When the diesel don't go, it's an ouch. It's a oh no. It's a what do we do now? Avoid it. Schedule some maintenance when you can. Maybe a little time ahead of harvest might be the right time. Something just not sounding right. DAC Diesel gets her done. They do house calls, too. They'll go anywhere. But a lot of folks take it to Bismarck because it's worth doing with your through Bismarck, whatever. Anything diesel. They live, breathe, sleep, and eat diesel. They do. That's how much they know this game at DAC Diesel. CJ and his team waiting for your call. Get an appointment. Get in there. 258-5011. Online at DACDiesel.com. They also have great anti-gel, super clean 4-plus additive, a turbo cleaner product that is just unbelievable. Rave reviews on this and saving tens of thousands of dollars in repairs. Where you buy your auto products, if they don't have it, call CJ and tell him, hey, I talked to this guy today, and he wants to talk to you. Get the product on the shelf near you. 258-5011, DACDiesel.com. Senator John Thune joins us next on the program. Senator, good to have you back. How are you, sir?
Thanks, Scott. Doing well. Always good to catch up with you.
Tell me how bad the situation is related to drought with your South Dakota growers.
Well, it's a rough year. I know you guys are seeing it in North Dakota as well, but you know, really hard to get the row crops started when you're, you know, 90, 95, 100 degrees in early and mid June. So, boy, we desperately need some rain, and you know, hopefully some of that will come at some point. We're fortunate we've got a lot with technology. A lot of these drought-resistant seeds can handle a lot, but this is an awful rough start.
Is there anything that can be done? I know we've had questions for Senator Hovind and Kramer as well about, you know, the RMA, Risk Management Agency, that does crop insurance, has some sort of, I don't know, not the best deadlines for this situation, and they're late, and you know pretty well now, especially in some of the small grains, if they're not going to make it. Any chance you can shake RMA loose to move those deadlines up and take a look and allow some of this to be used for feed at least?
Yeah, we are. In fact, we're asking USDA to free up CRP acres for haying and grazing earlier than they otherwise would for that reason. I mean, you've got a clearly already a bust in many cases, and you know, livestock producers are going to be in a world of hurt if there's no hay this summer. And so there are lots of things. There's flexibility that those guys have, Scott, but for some reason it always, you got a lot of fire under them to get them to exercise it. So we're going to keep the pressure on and hope that they will take all the steps that are necessary, RMA through crop insurance and other deadlines, but also USDA when it comes to hay and grazing, CRP acres, for example, just to provide as much help and assistance as we possibly can.
I mean, again, I know how that works, trying to shake them loose and move them up a little bit. But what they're asking for makes sense, doesn't it, in this environment, like you say, to have the temps we had when you're throwing in a row crop?
Totally. And, you know, there's no reason why, under the circumstances we're faced with this year, that they can't exercise that flexibility. So they, sometimes, you know, when these people are sitting, bureaucrats are sitting in Washington offices, don't have a whole lot of sympathy, and they should, for the people who are out there raising crops. But, we're gonna, like I said, we're gonna light a fire, and, hopefully, we'll get some action, but it really is going to take a lot of pressure. It always does, and unfortunately, it shouldn't. I mean, some of these things should be intuitively obvious if you're paying attention to what's going on, but for whatever reason, it's hard to get a lot of these bureaucrats in Washington to move.
We talked to Governor Burgum yesterday about this, and he had a roundtable with farmers, and I just, you're going around the table, you're like, ouch, 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 and the stories you're hearing. And I asked him what can be done. He said a lot of this is fed. You know, we can lift the restriction here or whatever, but a lot of it has to go. Can the governors do anything to help add to that urgency you're talking about to get them to do something?
They can really, you know, through their offices in the same way that members of Congress weigh in. And granted, yeah, a lot of these programs are administered at the federal level, Scott, but I think governors can have a big role to play in just helping build pressure. And, you know, sometimes it just is persistence and constantly being in their grill, so to speak, with these D.C. Bureaucrats to get them to make the right decision. So I think the governors can help. There are some things the governors, in, depending on the state, have various programs that they have as well. But most of this, you know, the farm programs, the crop insurance, everything's run out of Washington, D.C. through the federal government. And but the governors can be very helpful in helping us deliver the message.
What is your current belief of the status of the food supply chain, the amount of trucking available? You know, we just were talking a little bit about the last year, and you had some horrific situations where, you know, obviously you're euthanizing pigs, you're aborting cattle, you're just, it was awful because of our, have we caught back up? The Smithfield situation in Sioux Falls, obviously a good example of the pain points that were related to COVID. I continue to hear some level of pain, dumping milk, just a lot of bad things in the ag world. What is your current view of how we're doing on the food supply, and ultimately not punishing our farmers for doing what they do and ranchers?
Yeah, there's a lot of room for improvement there, Scott. I think that the supply chain, the pandemic reminded us of how susceptible we are to disruptions in the supply chain and the need to diversify it and to add capacity. You know, we're asking the Justice Department to look into this issue where you've got four basically meat packers that control over 80% of the slaughter in this country. And what happens if something, you know, like they did with JBS where they had a cyber hack, or you have a pandemic issue like we did in Sioux Falls. I mean, it can really, really screw things up. And so I think that what we know now, at least, should spur some action when it comes to trying to come up with new solutions, additional slaughterhouse capacity, and we're working with USDA on that. But I also think that this issue of having, you know, four basically companies control that much of the meat supply in this country is very concerning, and it's something that a lot of members in Congress, including your two senators in North Dakota that I've been working with, are focused on. And I hope we can get justice to act. I hope we can get some some action out of USDA to address what I think is a very real issue. I mean, the food supply chain is critical to this country.
Yeah, texture says, control the food, control the people. Right. Evil's among us. Society is rotten to the core. It must be defeated. If there was ever a time to pray, it is now. Is it that dire, Senator?
Well, I think it is in many ways. I think that yes, coming out of the pandemic, I think it is dire that we start making some decisions to diversify and build additional capacity in our supply chains, food being the most notable example, obviously, in our part of the world. But you talk about pharmaceuticals, some of those things that are essential to life in this country, I think we've learned. If you are relying on a very unreliable and depending on an undependable supply chain, that's a big problem. And that's why I think the question of moving and getting the supply chain back here, building that capability here in the United States instead of depending upon countries like China, others in Asia, which we found during the pandemic are not reliable, is critical. And there's a lot of conversation, not just around food, but around other essential items in our supply chain in this country about creating that capability here in the United States. And I think that's something that ought to be a focus of all policymakers now.
on the ranching side, the passion on all sides of this issue pretty extraordinary among the ranching community, and we hear a lot about, as you mentioned, increasing slaughter capacity. The lack of competitiveness is a huge issue. You got some people that want labeling, some people that don't. Do you see any one unified solution that ranchers can live with coming out of these obvious pain points that have been going on even well beyond the COVID situation, just to seem to be exasperated by the COVID situation? What advice would you have to them on a solution you think you could win on regarding legislation or help from the federal level?
Well, what I tell them, Scott, and I met with a bunch of livestock producers, and I've been meeting with them from different organizations, and there are several organizations, as you know, who represent the livestock industry, to get on the same page, get together behind a solution. I mean, you're right. Some want mandatory country of origin labeling. Some want voluntary. In my state, particularly among livestock producers, cow-calf guys in the western part of the state, they want mandatory country of origin labeling. I've supported that for 20, 25 years in the time I've been in Congress. But they've got to be together, because if they're not speaking with one voice, it makes it very hard for us here in the Congress, who are outnumbered to start with, to be able to make an argument that can be successful. So we need the organization to pull together. There are several ideas out there about dealing with this potential manipulation of the market, how much we ought to have at live auction, how many live cattle sales ought to occur in this country as opposed to those that are under contract. And there are a couple of potential legislative solutions for that. But what we need is the stock growers, the cattlemen, the farm bureau, farm union, commodity groups to get on the same page, because that will make our job much, much easier. And I think we can get something done here if we can make that happen. But too often they're divided in terms of what they want to see as far as solutions are concerned.
Yeah, and my counsel's always been just become a little more unified around one solution at least, and drive that home, make it happen. Yeah. Couple minutes left. I want to ask you about a few other things. We constantly hear from conservatives on the Freedom and Liberty team who think there's not enough fight in the Republican Party. You get the distinct honor of being our first member of Republican leadership in a while on the program. So I'm going to give this question to you. Are you fighting hard enough? Can you give them comfort that the fight is there among Republicans to use every single tool you have?
Well, it is, and I think what we know more than anything else right now, Scott, is that the fight's got to be against the Biden agenda. I mean, we can't be looking back. We've got to look forward, and if we're going to save the country, we've got to win the Congress back in 2022, and that requires us to draw contrasts. Elections are about differences, and you have to create a choice for the American people, and the choice right now could not be more clear. I mean, you look at the economic agenda the Democrats are putting forward. It's massive expansion of government, higher taxes, slower growth, more regulation, and you can go right down the list. This is an agenda that is driven by the far left. And so but we've got to be talking about that. And our supporters out there across the country in the Dakotas and other places have got to, help us focus on the Democrats, on the Biden administration, the Democrats in Congress, the Pelosi-Schumer agenda here, and how we differ in terms of what we see as far as economic freedom, limited government, fiscal responsibility, peace through strength, strong borders, safe neighborhoods. There is an agenda, I think, that is a winning one with the American people, but we have got to focus on the future and not the past.
Senator John Thune with us today on the program. One other quick question I have for you related to now something, thankfully, that's tied up in court. A racist, I don't know anything else to call this, letter that's going to farmers and ranchers saying, hey, if you're not one of these skin colors, we're not going to forgive your loan. If you're one of these skin colors, we're not only going to forgive it, we're going to give you a bonus on top of that by 20%. I mean, we've just heard from a farmer that got the letter. We've known about this for some time. Thankfully, it's put on hold with legislation. But to your point on the bad stuff that's out there, that's obviously a prime example of what's going on. It needs to be stopped. I'm going to chat with you about that off the air so we can get you to the Senate floor. And then, because we're up against a hard break here, we'll get your answer when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Senator John Thune, Trent Luce coming up. And more on education indoctrination. Stay tuned.
You don't need an illness. to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day. Petro's Serve USA. Come on in. The four deal, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at a Petro's Serve USA. And the lowest price fuel, Marathon, Senex, Petro's Serve USA brand. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, what's not to love, Petro's Serve USA.
Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to tell you about a Hot Springs Spas. Great hot tub. What do they cost?
They start at around $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. We have one for anybody's budget and backyard. And
great financing too, right?
We do have great financing options. You know, it is kind of a waiting list thing, but we do have them coming in 2021. So get on the list, get yours, be part of Every Day Made Better.
Wellness is the word to remember. Make 2021 much better. Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Fruit can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota Sweet Fruit. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Fruit Liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Serve USA going to help you fill up, fuel up for the right price, and be on your way with not your typical convenience store gut bombs. No, ladies and gentlemen, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. All of their food is phenomenal. Clean stores, friendly staff. Trust me on this one thing. You're going to be in a routine, and you're going to love PetroServe USA whenever you're out and about. And today, they have the meatloaf dinner for sale, I-29 for sale. It's on sale. It's the home cook and grab and go convenience. It is the meatball dinner, I-29, Harwood eggs. It's Salisbury steak, 12th Avenue North. See, we know how to eat around here, right? When ranchers produce it, we know it's great. Hot beef sandwich in Valley City. Chicken pot pie, exit 292. Salisbury steak, also West Main Avenue, West Fargo. tater tot hot dish, NP Avenue, cream chip beef in Glendon, and mac and beef in Yulin. Not mac and cheese, mac and beef. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience, best price and fuel. All right, let's get the final answer here from Senator John Thune on other topics we brought up. First of all, to send a letter to a farmer and saying, we're not going to forgive your loan unless you are this race, is happening, is the policy of the Biden administration, and thankfully he's been stopped in court. But Senator John Thune, is this racist?
Well, there's no question it is. And that proposal to me represents, it's just insane. We fought it. They included it in their coronavirus relief bill, their $2 trillion package that passed earlier this year without a single Republican vote in the Senate. And we offered an amendment to do away with that provision, and it failed on a 50-50 vote. I mean, this is to me an example of the nanny state run amok. You literally have, thousands of farmers out there who are looking at each other going, how the heck does something like this happen where our government starts forgiving loans, not just 100%, but 120% based upon the color of someone's skin. And so, yeah, it's being challenged in court. And I certainly hope those challenges are successful.
And we're going to need to use the courts to stop some bad stuff with these tight margins in Congress, right?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And that's why we spent the last 2 years getting 200 judges confirmed at the district appellate and Supreme Court levels, is to help end some of this madness and be a check and balance against crazy ideas.
One final quick thing. We're getting a lot of calls from listeners who've seen Ron Johnson's work related to the January 6th events, and a lot of things in that investigation that haven't come to light yet. Is there a way to get some of these things out and expose whatever the rules of engagement were for Capitol Police that night?
I think there will be more of that coming out. You know, this report that came out last week that was done by the Senate committees, the Homeland Security Committee and the Rules Committee, actually had some good recommendations, some good findings in it. And I think that can be a path, help us with a path forward. But, yeah, we need to shine a light on that, figure out what happened, and figure out how to make sure it doesn't happen again. And I think that at least that report, in my view, they had, I don't know, 40, 60, some recommendations, both with respect to how the response occurred, the Capitol Police, the intelligence they had, how it was being interpreted, whether or not it was being paid attention to. I mean, there were a lot of just takeaways from that I think will be helpful in guiding us. But it was a dark day, and the more we can figure out how to what happened exactly and how to avoid it in the future, the better off the country will be.
Senator, thanks for the time today. Always appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Scott. Take care.
Talk soon. Bye. Senator John Thune of South Dakota. Next up, Trent Luce for a couple of minutes on all of this. Trent, you ever think you see a day where farmers and ranchers get a, you know, obviously the majority of the farm programs out there are on the farm side, not the ranch side, but that these people get a letter saying your loan won't be forgiven because you're not one of these races? This is the America you know, Trent?
It has become the America I know, and that's why we're out on the road and every day talking about people need to empower to stop it. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And I did visit with Sid Miller, Commissioner of Agriculture from the state of Texas, who 30 days ago filed a lawsuit saying that we need the USDA to stop these racist policies.
And it's the only reason it has stopped, dead in its tracks. Can you update us? We've had some folks bring up things related to the challenges in farm and ranch world related to COVID and the awful euthanizing of pigs and the boarding of calves and whole supply chain disrupted. Give me a minute on where we're at today on all of that.
Well, I wanted to just do one other follow-up on the forgiving of the 120%. I've actually had people call me and tell me that family members, when they go into the FSA office, there are people in the offices encouraging them. Now, here's exactly what they're telling. I will not verify what race you check on this application. Basically encouraging them to check something fraudulent so that they can tap into some source of money. We just need to get rid of farm programs, period. We need to let the farmers and the ranchers take care of God's creation and turn that into the essentials of life to improve mankind. if government would get out of the farm program, get out of every energy program, get out of everything, the people will take this country back, and we will produce at a very efficient cost in a safe manner what it is that we need to make life better.
All right. And thank you for that. I don't disagree one bit, and I can't imagine somebody say, yeah, just check that box and we'll verify. I wouldn't do that on a bet, because you know what? There'll be some agent at your door 2 weeks later, right? I mean...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Quick now. I only have a few seconds left. Are we getting better on the food chain situation, or do we have a long way to go?
Oh, no. We're going to hit bottom before we get better, but we need to bring awareness so that people start demanding change and get everything back to community. Community and county, that's the answer. We need to get there fast.
The great Trent Lewis, one of the great farm broadcasters out there. Thank you, sir.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.